got you, babe. I got you, babe. They say our love won't pay the rent before it's earned. Our money's all been spent.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View. We are doing something a little different with our music bumpers today. I'm celebrating the birthdays of various artists this week. You have heard from Guns N' Roses doing Bob Dylan's classic Knocking on Heaven's Door, because Bob Dylan was or is about to be 70. How is that possible? And Cher, God love her, was 65 this week. That's why we had I Got You, Babe, just preceding the beginning of this segment. Next coming up is Peggy Lee, whose age I could not possibly reveal. I'm not even sure. I don't think she's still alive, but I won't go out on a limb on that. But we will be playing her most famous song, at least in my opinion, Fever, which has been redone many times, including by Elvis, who always redoes songs brilliantly. Our next segment is Teen Rap with Pastor Drew Sams. I don't want to encroach any more on his time. Pastor Drew Sams has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village for the last 5 years, and he's pursuing doctoral work, maybe even finishing doctoral work next week, I understand, through the George Fox Seminary in Portland, Oregon. Pastor Drew and his wife, Erica, live in Westlake Village, California. Welcome back to the show, Pastor Drew.
Bruce, always a pleasure. Yes, I'm on the home stretch of my doctoral work.
Well, congratulations. From everything I understand, pursuing a doctorate is a very arduous process these days.
It is. It's been a great program. Next week's my last week, and then I have the big old dissertation I've got to finish. So
you have your dissertation teacher, or whatever they call them, advisor?
Yeah, it's interesting. I actually have three different advisors.
Oh, great.
For my dissertation, so it's been a great
You mean
help.
You have to coordinate with all three?
Yeah, it almost makes it harder than just having one.
No, I'm serious. From everything I understand, that could be a nightmare.
It really is. They all approach it from a different angle, so it's been really good, but quite a juggling process, nonetheless.
Can you pull the God card every now and then?
I wish.
All right, today's topic, a dirty little parenting secret. Sometimes mom and dad just don't like their kids. That's part one of it. And the other part is that kids and siblings often do not like each other or quibble and quarrel, making mom and dad nuts. So I would love your thoughts, since, of course, you have encountered these sort of things, I am sure, any number of times, being the high school pastor at such a large church as Calvary Community Church in Westlake.
Oh, tremendously. You know, that phrase, trying to love somebody who is unlovable, is quite a skill to learn. And I've seen it with parents who come in, they bring their kids, and they say, okay, they're driving me crazy. Can you help me out? Because I have no idea what to do. I'm at the end of my rope. And so I see it very often, from parents to kids, among kids, you know, sibling rivalries you were mentioning. Boy, I've even experienced it in my life. Growing up.
Well, that's because you were the favored child from day one.
I wish. But yeah, you know, what a human relationships. There's always so many dynamics in play, and if we were lovable all the time, boy, it seems like on one hand the world would be a much easier place to live in. But then on the other hand, I think love wouldn't be as special as it truly is. The idea that somebody can love me when I'm unlovable, I think, is a pretty wonderful thing. My wife does that all the time.
You also grow with conflict, actually. That teaches you about yourself, and in the case of, say, a husband-wife, it teaches you about your partner. And how you resolve those conflicts actually can make you stronger as a couple, I believe.
Oh, it's so true. And let's say kids with parents, with the parents still loving their kids despite their mistakes, despite their failures, despite their unlovableness, I think the kids then begin to realize, wow, my parents actually love me for who I am, not for the good things that I do that make them proud. And I think that's a huge step in the right direction. You know, you were saying on the break, you know, any biblical examples, and I was thinking about, even since we've been talking about, as a Christian, I refer to this Old Testament, and, you know, as we look through the Hebrew Scriptures, there's often this metaphor of God being a father to his children, the nation of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And many times, his children, you know, the nation of Israel, throughout the Hebrew Scriptures, they're acting in ways that you would think is very unlovable. And yet God continues to love and continues to say, I am your God. I want you to be my people. I will rescue you. I will redeem you. There's even this great passage right when God's talking with Moses, right before he delivers them from Pharaoh and out of Egypt, and he says in Exodus 6:7, he says, I will take you to be my people, I will be your God, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God who has brought you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And then right after that it says, Moses spoke this to the people, but they did not listen because they had a broken spirit. And there's this idea of God modeling for us, I think, really what it means to be a loving parent. Even when the kids, the nation of Israel would stray away, they'd worship
other gods.
Even
when they act up.
Yeah, they act up. They forget, you know, all that God has provided.
Well, that's what happened at with the Ten Commandments being brought down from Mount Sinai, didn't it?
So true.
You know, that's exactly what happened with the golden idols and everything. You know, it's ironic that you bring up, you call it the Book of Israel or what did you call it? The Hebrew Bible.
The Hebrew Scriptures, yeah.
Yeah. And I don't do politics because I get way too heated, but Israel has been in the news lately, and I don't know if you happened to hear Prime Minister Netanyahu's speech in front of Congress.
I did.
It was so darn powerful. But the threats to Israel today are real serious, not to mention the whole region. And I sometimes wonder if we're living through another sort of biblical time where there will be, God forbid, bad changes, but hopefully, God willing, good changes. And oddly enough, there's a wonderful movie just out by Woody Allen. I think it's his best movie in years, called Midnight in Paris. And one of the themes is longing for a different era. And the Woody Allen character longs for living in 1920s Paris. And sometimes we all long for different times, and yet we could be in the middle of something fabulous or something dramatic. And I personally think we're in the middle of something highly dramatic going on in the world, specifically in Israel, the home of Christianity and Judaism. And I'm nervous, excited, and anxious. I'm totally veering off topic, but I just had to mention something. I just thought it had to be.
I agree, and I'll actually tie it back now to the article. You had mentioned that Woody Allen in that movie does such a great job of painting this picture of, you know, longing for another time back to the 1920s in Paris. I think parents often, when their kids become very unlovable, and it often is through the teen years or, you know, through those, as you said, it starts around age 13, often it's easy for parents to long for those days, you know, when the son or daughter would, you know, run up to them and give them a hug and things were great and things were easy, when they're so lovable, so cute. Those are the easy times, I would imagine, as a parent.
Well, you hit the nail on the head, Pastor Drew. I love my boys today, and I love seeing how they're growing up. And I know deep down, underneath all that rebellion, the heart and soul of them are both very pure. But I do reflect on them being younger, cuter in their own way, lovable, huggable. My younger son won't let me near him, let alone a hug or a kiss. So, yes, that's very natural for parents.
And I think it helps through the tough times when you can look back and you can remember and you can cherish those moments. Like you said, deep down under all those layers today, you know that deep down they want to be hugged and they want to be loved. And so I think that's a great skill that parents could learn to really cherish those moments and reflect on those moments, not in a way of, gosh, you've really changed and you should go back, but okay, I'm going to love you even through this unlovable time because I know you're going to come out the other end a better person.
Well, what's well said, Pastor Drew. I do urge my listeners to read the column at bruceallen.com in the my column section. I think any parent will relate. It's called A Dirty Little Parenting Secret. Speaking of reading, Pastor Drew, you have a relatively new blog. I guess it's not new anymore. Why don't you tell our listeners where they can read your wonderful writing and reach you?
Well, it's such a long phrase that you told me to put it to a melody, and this is just off the top of my head, but it's wewillsinganewsong.com.
I like it. One more time, please.
Wewillsinganewsong.com.
Okay.
I can't carry a tune, but that's the best
I can do.
No,
you did beautifully. Wewillsinganewsong.com to find Pastor Drew, to read him, to contact him. Pastor Drew, great joy having you on the show. I wish you luck with your doctoral work next week. You knock 'em dead.
Thank you so much. I'll be thinking of you while I'm
plugging
away on this writing.
We're going to miss you next week, but I'm going to use that time to do a commercial for my book for 10 minutes. Thank you again. Have a good week. I look forward to seeing you and having you on the show the following week.
Thanks, Bruce. Always a pleasure.
Thank you so much. It's time for another break. You can tweet me at Bruce Salen, email me at bruce@brucesalen.com, and you can stay tuned for Family Financial Matters with Jim Scheinberg. And I will repeat the giveaway information questions to win my book in the last segment, if not the next segment. Be right back.
When we kiss is fever with thy flaming youth. Fever, I'm a fire. Fever, yea, I burn.